All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is episode 37. Today's date is January 6, 2022. And we are going to talk about what has been all over the news today. The anniversary of January 6th, the supposed insurrection, the terrorist attack, the overthrowing of the government, blah, blah, blah. What every damned politician just had to ride their coattails in for this new year. And I am overwhelmed and beside myself with the comments that I am getting from these politicians. These people who say that we had an attack on our democracy. We had an attack on the heart of our nation. We had an attack on the Constitution itself. I find that funny, coming from someone like Kamala Harris, who wanted to relate January 6th and the riot that happened to Pearl Harbor, which led us, the United States, into World War II, or to the Civil War, which Joe Biden wanted to relate January 6th to. And they both also wanted to reference 9/11. Which also led us into the Iraq-Afghan wars. So, does January 6th lead us into the next war? Is it the start of the new American Civil War? Well, it would be interesting if we go around the world and look at the paradigms, but honestly, like I said, I'm beside myself. I'm a little pissed off about this because we had people that were hurt. We had law enforcement that was attacked by Trump supporters. Yep, that's true. That did happen. But we also had a lot of other things happen. We had members of law enforcement, i.e. the FBI and whoever else was playing that day, who seemed to have helped with this coup d'etat, who seemed to have helped situate everybody into leading people to the Capitol. And I will state this, that prior to January 6th, President Trump offered to use the National Guard to help with keeping the security posture for D.C. for January 6th. But it was denied by Nancy Pelosi. Now, the real travesty here is that Nancy Pelosi had every ability given to her to better secure the Capitol and to better prepare for that day. Everybody knew there was going to be a protest. Everybody knew that Trump was going to give a speech. No one prepared for it, not adequately. And there seems to be a lot of, I guess you could say, conspiracy wrapped behind this, because there obviously is. There are obviously players in this game who allowed the events to unfold as they did. We saw protesters before Trump sent the crowd in front of the Capitol to protest, not to riot. He did call for a peaceful protest. He said, don't riot and don't bother the police. But before he sent the crowd, or invited the crowd to go that way, there were already groups of people going over there and going through a series of barriers that were set up and then started to have physical altercations and, you know, violent reactions, more or less, with the Capitol Police, with federal law enforcement. Were those people affiliated with the Trump supporters? Were the people who started that part of the federal informants that the FBI uses? How many of those people were paid actors like Antifa to go there and to rile up the crowd or to start their maliciousness? I believe, and I think many people believe by now, that politicians used paid actors to help facilitate a part of the, quote, insurrection that happened on January 6th. Now, you have to also ask yourself, when Congress created the January 6th Commission, they put every diehard Democrat or rhino on that commission board, and all the people that we would say are more conservative or that we would want on our side as conservatives were not even allowed to be a part of the commission. We're not even allowed to look at the real investigatory process that had happened or the evidence that was brought forth. Instead, they hand-picked and cherry-picked the right people to put on the commission to spin the right problems for the government to find the right solutions for. Now, I'm going to try and remain as calm as possible today and just try to give you my train of thought on what happened on January 6th. I was on duty that day as a federal law enforcement officer who's belonging to a special response team for the federal government. I was watching these things unfold in my office, and some of my partners were with me, and we were, you know, we were like anyone else, man. We were horrified at what was happening. It was, we were speechless because we fight so hard to keep clean the hands that are driving the MAGA movement. And the Make America Great Again movement was not about Trump. It was about we the people reestablishing power in our localities, in our states, in our counties, and within the federal government as a whole. We were trying to reinvigorate America. We wanted America to get back on the right track. And it didn't matter what race you were or what sexual orientation you were. You know, it doesn't matter what political guidance you'd like to take. America needed to be put back on the right track. And if Donald Trump was the man for the moment at that time, then let it have been him. And America, even if he didn't go through with all of his promises, could have taken the reins and done the right thing. But we were not afforded that chance. This was stolen from all of us. And the thing that should make us so mad is that for a year straight, with the Dominion voting machines and the Black Lives Matter riots and the Antifa riots and people being assassinated in the streets, people being killed, people being hurt, these politicians who grandstanded for Black Lives Matter Antifa, who bailed them out like Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, who promoted the burning of Kenosha, who promoted the anarchy in New York and in D.C. and in Chicago and in California and in Seattle and in Portland. These same politicians who supported the madness, who supported the terrorism, who supported the real terrorism, who supported the real anarchy, the real insurrectionist, we got no truth from them. Instead, they spin the lie and say it was the people who support Donald Trump that did all this. The people who support Donald Trump are the true enemies. Ted Cruz calls January 6th incident at the Capitol a violent terrorist attack. Senator Cruz, I am very disappointed in you as a fellow Texan that you went down this route, because I really want to support you and I really want you to do the right thing here, and you didn't. And I want to know, Senator Cruz, who made you speak this way? Because you have been an advocate for law enforcement. You were an advocate for Trump. You were an advocate for MAGA country. And now you claim that it was a violent terrorist attack. All right. You did this. Now I'm going to come after you for it. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Welcome back. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. We're talking about January 6th. We left off talking about Ted Cruz's comment today about the violent terrorist attack that happened at the Capitol. That's his direct quote, violent terrorist attack. Well, I find it interesting, Senator Cruz, that you want to relate this as a violent terrorist attack when the only person who was killed was Ashley Babbitt. And we still haven't received any justice over that one. I watched the videos, Senator Cruz, and I know some of the officers who were there on deck that day. And it is not as everyone says it is. Now, is what happened at the Capitol acceptable as Americans? No, it is not. It should not have happened. But at the same time, my personal feelings are my personal feelings. I want to say that we should keep up the image of American exceptionalism and that we should try to separate our deeds as conservatives from the deeds of the violent leftist extremists. But on January 6th, we had people who proudly waved the American flag and the Gadsden flag and the Confederate flag and the Texas flag and many other flags, who showed their support for their president, who they believed was patriotic and for them. And they used their First Amendment to get right up and close and personal to show you that the scam that was happening that day, that was the election, was not going to sit well with them. Should we then, as a society, stop at nothing to go after people who use their First Amendment to address grievances with the government? No, I don't think we should. I think you should have let the people be heard. But at the same time, you didn't want the people heard. You did not want to hear our voice. You did not respect our vote, and you got what you got. That's how we got January 6th. People were pissed off, and they went and told you how pissed off they were. Should they have went inside? Should they have smoked weed inside like a bunch of adolescents? Should they have defecated on the ground? Should they have done all the things they did? Should they have put their feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk? We acted like a bunch of children that day. That's what we did, America. But at the same time, we sent a message to the politicians that some of us would not be ruled. Some of us would not just lay down and allow the vote to be stolen from underneath us. And these same politicians say that the vote wasn't stolen. Larry Elders, who has been a prominent voice for conservatism, he's on Fox News all the time, and he himself said that he believes Biden won fair and square. Well, Larry, did you not witness the same thing that happened in 2020 that the rest of us did? Nothing about 2020 was fair. There was no fair and square when it came to the Dominion voting machines. And even when we had all the ballots and we started to do the counts and then we recounted, look at all the evidence that was brought forth of illegal votes that were counted or violating policy of how these ballots were supposed to be harvested, how these ballots were supposed to have been sent in, how these ballots were supposed to have been counted. There was not adequate amount of conservatives at a lot of these polling stations to even observe the counting. You even had members of Congress and the Senate who were denied to even watch it. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that happened there during 2020 that if we were truly the great nation that we say we were, then we would truly launch an investigation into it so that we would not tarnish the reputation of the Americans who bled and died for the right for us to have these type of, quote, democratic elections. I think America is at the point that we no longer trust the electoral process. We no longer trust our government to uphold the electoral process. And we have big tech who have stuck their nose so far up the rear end of certain politicians that we just may never get the Dominion voting machines out of the electoral process. If you want a fair and square voting process, maybe this will help. Maybe when we go to cast our votes, they should all be paper ballots. And they should all be held, I don't know, by the sheriffs. I would say the military, but hell, at this rate, I don't trust my military anymore. I don't trust the top brass. I don't trust the command in the Pentagon anymore because they have more than shown that they're willing to stand with the communists over the patriots. But hey, that's for another discussion. But why don't we let the sheriff's departments, the constitutionally elected sheriffs, watch over our sacred voting rights? And then you can have them sit there in front of the county judge and count everything. Make it as painstakingly legal as possible. Because I don't trust the volunteers. I don't trust the people paid for by the Democrats to count the votes. Are you kidding me? How many dead people voted for Obama in Florida? What was it, like 20,000? The hubris, the pure arrogance of these Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, like Ted Cruz now, who say that America was under siege on January 6th. No. It was just one day of a very long, long siege war. Because America has been under siege by the politicians, by the big tech, by the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, by the Goldman Sachs of the world and the Rothschilds, and you name it, and the conspiracy theory and that rabbit hole will just keep on going. No, America has been under threat of violent takeover from anarchists for over a year. And almost every one of them that we ended up arresting were released. But for those who dared to walk the grounds on the Capitol on January 6th, many of them are still held without bond in solitary confinement. Listen, in Portland, I use Portland as a great example because it is the greatest example in America for a societal collapse into Gotham, right? In Portland, we arrested people for felonious crimes, felonies, assaulting federal law enforcement or local law enforcement or destruction of property to the point of a felony crime. And they were released the same night. Or they were released within a matter of hours the next day. The DA didn't prosecute them. Refused. The assistant U.S. attorney for Oregon refused. It took a lot of evidence to be brought forth to these people to say, hey, look, this person right here keeps committing these crimes to the point of 20 to 30 times, maybe we should get them off the street. Can we at least get something from the court that says they can't go near a federal building for at least 200 to 300 meters? Couldn't even get that. They promoted it. They allowed the anarchy and the terrorism to happen all across the country. For a year, they didn't say anything. How many cities had to be set on fire for a politician to say, gee, this is getting out of hand? What, Joe Biden might have said it once or twice, but that's the same guy who talked bad about police this, who talked bad about Trump that, who talked bad about the Trumpers over here. You know what's bad is when law enforcement is not allowed to do their job, or to the point that law enforcement doesn't do their job because the politicians say, hey, don't go do your job because for some reason I have power over you that I just discovered. And then the patriots of America have to go out on the streets and fight a radical, tyrannical group of people called Antifa. And then they themselves end up becoming penalized over it. Someone has to fight tyranny in this country. If the freaking politicians won't do it, if the freaking DA won't do it, if the corrupt judges won't give us a good standing on law, if the freaking higher-ups within federal law enforcement will turn a blind eye or will specifically hide things or go after people, then maybe it is up to the patriots of America to get out on the street and to fight the tyranny back. There is no legislative way at this point from keeping the wolves at bay. Because our legal system has failed us. The justice system has failed us. Our politicians purposely fail us. And then they say they're doing their patriotic duty. Well, we did our patriotic duty and we still stayed here in the Capitol even after the insurrection and we still helped to cast our votes doing the patriotic thing. Give me a freaking break. If you people were allowed to wear uniforms like NASCAR drivers, we'd at least all get to see who sponsors you. Because I'm willing to bet 80% of the people who voted that day get some sort of a gift, a voucher, PayPal money maybe, from China. Where do we go from here? Now that they made January 6th into this holier-than-thou crusade against conservatives, where can we go from here? I'll tell you what's going to continue to happen. You're going to continue to have a federal government that is out of control with power. and they're going to keep coming after people. Listen to this from the United States Attorney General, Merrick Garland. He says, "Actions we have taken thus far will not be our last. The Justice Department remains committed to holding all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under law, whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on, quote, our democracy. We will follow the facts wherever they lead." Really, you'll follow those facts? Like Russiagate. Like Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. You'll follow those facts? You'll follow those laws for our democracy's sake? Huh? No, you won't. You lying snake. You shed your skin and you just keep getting bigger. I'll tell you what laws they'll follow. The laws that they make up to persecute us. I'll tell you what democracy that they fear is in risk. The democracy that they create. This new democracy. There is a new America that they are just waiting to rise out of the ashes of the old America that they can't wait to burn down. They want to go after people that were there or not there. Well, were you there to commit the crime or were you there not to commit the crime? At this point, do we just go after every single lead? What was it? CNN that put a hit piece on every single person that they could validate was there from January 6th that day? What if someone were killed over that? Whenever CNN did this big hit piece. Have you seen this person? Have you seen that person? If so, call the FBI. Really, CNN? Now you want to talk about caring about legal matters? How about you control the rampant sexual assaults that you have at your agency before you tell America how to act right? What does Christopher Wray, the FBI director, have to say about January 6th? If we had a fair and just America, let me tell you what would happen. We would subpoena Christopher Wray, and then, God forbid, Doug Thornton becomes a congressman. I would subpoena Christopher Wray, and I'd tell you, Director Wray, I want to know every single undercover agent you had working in that crowd that day. And I want to see the text messages from the phones. I want to see the communications. All of them. Tomorrow. That wouldn't ask for. As of yet, no one has been charged with sedition or for treason or for terrorism because of January 6th. But yet, Senator Ted Cruz wants to call it a violent terrorist attack. If you look up the definition of a terrorist and then you pair that with sedition or with treason, you're going to find that many people that were arrested in Black Lives Matter riots and Antifa riots fit that definition, but they were released by the Democrats. What does that have to say? Why would they arrest their own army that is just as big, just as strong, just as well-funded as former President Barack Obama wished? Meanwhile, violent extremists from BLM and Antifa, almost 90% of the time that we arrested them served no criminal punishments, nor served long prison sentences where they were kept in isolation or were abused during incarceration. We have very few senators and congressmen and women who are speaking out against this. And the ones that are being blacklisted from media. Not allowed to talk. Their First Amendment yanked right out from underneath them. We are going to be at war in this country with one another if we continue going down the path we are going, America. We are going to be at war with one another, and I just don't think there's any way to stop it at this rate. I would dare tell you that we have a government that is more than willing to allow us to go to war with ourselves. It fits a nefarious purpose. Since 2020, jails and prisons have released violent felons because of COVID. Child rapists, murderers who even went out and murdered people. They released them out into the public in the name of safety. So if they have every excuse that they can give us for why they release violent criminals out on the streets, what excuse do they have for keeping people who dared to trespass on the Capitol on January 6th in isolation? And why is it also, here's something I find funny. I followed a lot of these cases. Many of the perpetrators that day that were there at the Capitol that were arrested eventually by the FBI, almost every judge that had to do with their cases seized all the firearms of those same people. I wonder if they got them back. Whatever. We still have people that are defendants of the January 6th assault. The people who are still incarcerated. Still sitting in solitary confinement. Awaiting prosecution. Their rights have been grossly violated, and the government is continuously searching for new crimes to charge them with. They're trying to make examples out of us. Making examples out of people that were there for January 6th. And once again, it goes beyond me really, I guess you could say, supporting what happened, not supporting what happened. In some ways, I agree in what happened, I think, but at the same time, what happened on January 6th was wildly out of control. And as a law enforcement officer, I will say this. What was disheartening was to see people who are pro-law enforcement now getting into physical altercations with law enforcement. And I find it very strange, very funny that that crowd, the MAGA crowd, would willfully fight law enforcement. I saw some of the videos where, you know, cops were being trampled. One was almost crushed in a door. And I think that's one of the guys who actually was there pleading his case in front of Congress. And, you know, cops did get hurt that day, and I don't support that. At all. I will say this. We were on standby to go to January or to go support the Capitol Police that day on January 6th. And I don't know. I don't like the route that our country is going because we're finding it too easy to come after each other. And our morals are coming undone at the seams. And it's all by manipulation. We're allowing our emotions to be manipulated by the politicians and by the elite. We're playing right into their hands. Now, once again, I am for President Trump. I supported him. And I still support him. I don't support his wanting people to get vaccinated. I think that's foolish, but whatever. However, I don't support the lack of him coming out and talking about what happened on January 6th. Even though he did do some specials here and there, there's still a lot there that should have been talked about. And You know, maybe Trump's ego was bruised, and that's why what happened on January 6th happened. I wasn't there, so I can't give you my real opinion on that. But I think Trump was frustrated to the point that he saw the election was stolen from out from underneath him, and there was just literally nothing he could do about it. It was going to happen whether we liked it or not. I think when Trump told Pence to do the right thing, and Pence decided to go with Biden, then we now know where the politicians really lie. Look at how many politicians that are Republicans that day casted their vote for Biden. For Biden. Where the last year or two, we have had nothing but the Burisma Holdings investigations. We've had the Durham investigation going on against Hunter Biden and all this other crazy stuff and against the FBI. You know, we've had a lot of evidence that have come out that you cannot refute about Biden doing some really shady deals in Ukraine or his son doing some really shady deals in China. Nobody cared about that. They said Biden. He's the right direction America needs to go. He's the right corrupt politician we need right now at the most corrupt time of America's history. So I believe everything that has been happening was well planned, well orchestrated, well executed. Will we have a vote that will matter in 2022? Will we be able to flip the Senate and Congress? Will we get the House back? I don't know. Will they use the Dominion voting machines again? Most likely. Most likely. I had so much I wanted to say today about this, and I really had to take time to think about it. And I just kind of lost my train of thought because I see America being destroyed from within and our enemies looking from without, just foaming at the mouth, like if we're a dying carcass on the Serengeti and the lions just can't wait to pick us apart. You know, just recently, the military now has a new policy that's going to be coming out where they are redefining what the word extremism means. And if you, I guess if you dislike a sexual orientation, or if you dislike a race, or if you dislike somebody's religious beliefs or anti-religious beliefs, and you're going to be fined to be an extremist. Even if you're a Christian and you disagree with abortion, you'll be found an extremist. Well, you know what? That's okay. America was founded by extremists. America was founded by militants who were more than willing to put themselves at great harm, to be hung by the neck until dead, to have their wealth completely sold out from underneath them, all in the chasing of freedom from a tyrannical rule. And here we are again. Couple hundred years later, we find ourselves back underneath another tyrannical rule. I wonder how many options we have left as a free country. We are going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing, and you will love it," and that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position. Really, for the first time in our history, we're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it. Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And welcome back to This American Vindicta. We've been talking about January 6th, and I'll be honest with you, I thought I could do a January 6th special and keep my cool and come up with a lot of really good stuff for you, but there's already a bunch of people out there who have a lot of really cool stuff about January 6th. Go explore it. Dave Hodges has really good stuff on it. InfoWars has covered some really good stuff on it. So has Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. You know, what do I know? I'm just a former federal law enforcement officer for Homeland Security. I only fought terrorists for the last 4 years called Antifa that the Democrats supported. So my opinion obviously doesn't have much weight, nor do all the opinions of all the officers and agents who were hurt during the last 4 years. But we're not going to call that acts of violent terrorists. That's just going to be peaceful protesting. And I'm going to leave it at that. That's your current government, America. In other news, Kazakhstan. Officer is beheaded. Protesters killed as government offices are targeted amid unrest. I hope you do pay attention to world news. Right now we have Russian paratroopers who have been sent in to help quell the unrest. I'm going to say something that you may find familiar from some of my previous podcasts, but security forces said dozens of protesters were, quote, liquidated. Protests have spread into broader anti-government riots because of resentment over 30 years of single-party rule. There were attempts to storm buildings overnight in the country's largest city, Almaty, and dozens of attackers were liquidated, said police spokeswoman Azerbek on the state news channel of Khabar. Man, I can't pronounce these words. I'm sorry. My Texas tongue just won't let me pronounce them. Well, let's go back to this word liquidated. Doesn't that sound very Nazi-ish? You know, when the Nazis, the Gestapo, and the order police were sent into all the ghettos, and they were flushing out people from the ghettos to move to the death camps. You know what they were doing? One of the words quoted from Himmler was liquidating people. That means executing people. Do not think Russia would look twice at executing people. Take it for a good example, America. Through our, quote, democratic process, through our freedoms, our amazing electoral process that we have, you have the right to vote for whatever tyrannical government you want, but in Russia, you don't. What's interesting is how many people want to claim that it'll never happen to me. This type of stuff that's happening in Kazakhstan, it'll never happen to America. Okay. All right. Keep voting these phony politicians in. keep ignoring the elites' warnings that they want to take over the world. They want to subjugate you, take all your rights away. You won't own anything. You'll feel great about it. They'll take your guns away from you. They'll take your First Amendment, the Second Amendment. You won't have any protections under the Fourth Amendment. There'll be no more posse comitatus. When we, as Americans, stop standing up to our tyrannical government, or the tyrants that are in government, we are eventually going to look like Russia. And people who are political dissenters are going to be liquidated. Don't think that can't happen, America. In 2022, all different types of things can happen. We just began this year. We already know that America may be getting into a war with Russia this spring. We know that China backs Russia. So if you pick a fight with Russia, have we then picked a fight with China? We know China says they want to take us on militarily, and they laugh at our weak military. Well, maybe there's some credibility there. Just look at what's happening to the American military. We won't have one in 2 years if we continue down the path that we are. We really need to wake up, America. Awaken from your slumber. Wake up to the tyranny that is afoot. God is calling his children to flee the cities, to flee the suburbs, to go back out into the hill, back out into the countryside, the hillside, the countryside, the mountainside. Get out of these democratic hell holes, because we've lost control of our government. We're losing control of all of our major metropolitan cities. Some of the safest places that can be had still are in the wilderness, are in that frontier of freedom that does not have you tied to the internet, that doesn't have you tied down to the 9-to-5 job. Now, I know that sounds radical to say that, but America, we are tied down. The politicians are tying our hands behind our backs, and they're doing whatever they want with us. And we're not giving them much excuse to stop with the assault on our freedoms. I don't have a good answer for you. Resistance really is the only answer, but they are planning for that resistance. They know that if they continue to push Americans into a corner, if they continue to threaten us and intimidate us, tax us out of our homes, change laws and policies so that Americans can't live a traditional American life anymore, destroy our Christian fundamentals, destroy our schools, turn our children into communist radicals, they know eventually we adults in America are not going to put up with this crap anymore. And somebody out there is going to get the testicular fortitude enough to take this fight back to the government. But, my friends, consider this. That is what they want you to do. They want you to shoot at them. They want you to ambush them. They want you to kidnap them. They want you to plant bombs. They want you to do all that stuff that they do. They want you to be Antifa. Could you imagine Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would dance on top of each other's grave if they saw MAGA country turn into Antifa? Oh my. Every dastardly policy that they've ever came up with the violent extremist, domestic terrorist, whatever they want to call us, we would give them every bit of ammo needed to come after us, to disarm us, to subjugate us, to ruin our lives, take away our freedoms, and then we wouldn't be in the way anymore for the utopia. Once again, utopia, a Greek word that means a place that cannot exist in reality. They are baiting us begging us to attack the Capitol. They keep saying it. Today, they were still saying, we still see future attacks against our political leaders. From who? When Governor Whitmer was almost quote-unquote kidnapped, what was it? 12 out of the 13 were FBI agents or informants? These people, this is all they know how to do now. All they know how to do is spread fear and confusion. There is some sort of false flag, some mockingbird style false flag out there just waiting to be enacted. We can't let them do it. Operation Mockingbird is a large-scale program of the United States Central Intelligence Agency that began in the early 1950s. Its objective is to manipulate news media for propaganda purposes, typically to sway the public in supporting a war agenda, in smear campaigns, and with disinformation. The operation funds student and cultural organizations and magazines as front organizations. According to writer Deborah Davis, Operation Mockingbird recruited leading American journalists into a propaganda network and oversaw the operations of the front groups. CIA support of front groups was exposed after 1967 Ramparts magazine article reported that the National Student Association received funding from the CIA. In the 1970s, congressional investigators and reports also revealed agency connections with journalists and civic groups. In the U.S., both the left and the right medias are influenced by these shadow governments, these New World Order style governments. They will stop at nothing to put you on the right path, and it's the path that they designate for you. They want us to destroy ourselves so they don't have to. That's what they want. They want us to fight ourselves. They want us to give them an excuse to hate somebody because they look different than we do, or because they believe differently from you. They want you to get into a war with other Americans. They want you to harass each other. They want you to not trust your neighbor. That way they can spin and peddle whatever lie they want, and you'll just believe it because mainstream media told you so, I guess. They'll do anything, even to intimidating a current president. Look at how many people threatened to kill Trump. Look at how many people threatened to blow up the White House or made an effigy of Trump and cut its head off. Nothing was done about it. I dare anybody to do that to Biden. Make an effigy of Biden and cut its head off. See how fast the FBI will be beating your door down. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's our beginning for 2022. Oh, man. We got some real work for us, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty soon, the American Vindicta Show will have its website up. You can follow me on Getter, G-E-T-T-R. I'll be posting some stuff on there. I have a fun week's worth of stuff to talk to you about. I had to get over today. I had to get over January 6th. Do not be dismayed. Do not let them lie to you. Do not let them fill your head with nonsense and crazy thoughts. Be a free individual thinker. Pray to God for discernment if you don't know where to go. what to do. But I will give you some advice, and it's the same advice I always give you. Prepare for anything at this point. Prepare for anything. Have your guns. Have your bullets. Have your beans and your band-aids. Have a little extra cash. A little extra gas. Don't forget to hit your knees every night and pray to God. May He guide us through all this. My name's Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.